There are many teenagers that like to ride horses, but few get the chance to train a horse that's seen by over 80,000 people at once. That unique job is our feature on today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Depending on where you live, the term war paint may have differing meanings.
War paint is a mascot for the Kansas City Chiefs.
But when Riley Streit says war paint is a mascot for the Kansas City Chiefs, that doesn't tell the full story.
War paint is a horse, a APHA registered mare, and she's a four-legged critter that runs on the field.
War paint is ridden by Susie, one of the Chiefs' cheerleaders. Riley just graduated from high school and has worked with war paint at games for several years.
We go on a parade around the stadium before the games begins. After that, my job is pretty simple. I keep saddle and untack war paint. I hold her in the tunnel and keep her quiet and calm. We feed her in the tunnel and give her water and make sure she's comfortable during the games. And then I help make sure that Susie and war paint are ready to go when the Chiefs are about to score, and we take her down to the end of the tunnel and wait for the Chiefs to make a point.
War paint's team, like the players, arrives early to prepare for a game. Riley is usually here at least 4 hours prior to kickoff.
War paint has a small window several hours before the game to run on the field, and because she is a horse, she does spook at some things, so we let her get used to the new paint that may be on the field that game and make sure she's comfortable with the field.
War paint, her riders, and trainers have all been doing this for several years, so there's comfort in repetition. But Riley says it is a little difficult to train for exactly what this horse sees at a home football game.
Definitely her first couple games are a little nerve-wracking for her. There's no way to replicate the same scenario and environment as a Chiefs game. Our fans are very loud and very proud, and it's hard to get a horse used to that until they're actually there.
War paint and Susie ride onto the field after each Chiefs score. We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.